We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Hello, everybody. It's June 28th.
What happened today is that the U.S. Supreme Court, by a 6-3 decision, rejected Donald Trump and the Republican Party's legal theories. So Trump in 2020, he lost those 60 cases in state court. And his theory was, well, state courts don't matter. And this is now the theory of the Republican Party. State constitutions don't matter. The only thing that matters, they say, is what state legislatures do. They can do anything they want, unconstrained by the Constitution, unconstrained by courts. To describe that legal theory, Lawrence, is basically to demonstrate how ridiculous it was, because everyone who's taken seventh grade civics knows that there are checks and balances. And today, Chief Justice Roberts, joined notably by Trump appointees Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, said, no, that's not our Constitution. The Constitution doesn't say legislatures can, like, do monkey games with polling places or with absentee ballots, or, you know, have legislatures, as Trump wanted, totally displace the popular vote and send their own slate of fake electors to the Electoral College in Washington, D.C. No, you don't get to do that. That's what the Chief Justice said today on behalf of the Supreme Court.
Mwah. Love you, Neil Katyal. You know, he actually argued that case in front of the Supreme Court. Neil Katyal did, the actual TV lawyer in that TV clip. He's also a real lawyer, and he argued that case on our behalf for common cause. Okay, to say this is ridiculous, and this is the case that I've been watching and telling you about for the entire session of this year's Supreme Court's session, right? It's Moore v. Harper, or some of my loyal clients in the audience, because they know I always flip it. I either say Harper v. Moore, or I get it back. So they've decided it's Mary versus Rhoda. Mary versus Rhoda. Mary Tyler Moore versus Valerie Harper. See what I mean? See what they did there? Yeah. Anyway, it went the normal way. Okay, it went the normal way. So this was a case that, I swear to God, everything that he just said, I told you, would have happened if the Supreme Court listened to hacks and fools like Rudy Giuliani, like John Eastman. This was John Eastman's, baby. This was his, gift to the world, was this independent legislature theory, saying that the state legislatures choose the time and the manner in which the state selects its slate of electors, right? And we keep telling you that in the United States, we don't have one election. Everybody, just takes it for granted that the second Tuesday in November is election day and that everybody is voting in the same election. Not true. Not true, my friend. Every state is holding its own election. Every single state runs an election. That's why some states have, amendments on the ballot. Other states have questions on the ballot. Some states say you have to have 2/3 of the people put something on the ballot. Some states say you can vote until 7:00. Some say 6:00. Some say absentee. Some do it all by mail. Some say drive through here, 24 hours, a drop box over here, no over there, right? I mean, it's 50 states each state choosing the manner in which they select their electors. What this particular theory was arguing was, who needs an election at all? No one needs an election. If the states that we control now by supermajorities, if the Republican states actually lift themselves up by their bootstraps and demand that they can choose the manner, and the manner to select the electors does not include the people, then that's what we want the Supreme Court to sign off on. So the Supreme Court said, we're going to decline. We're going to pass. We're not going to do the worst thing possible. And now everybody's cheering. Oh, look, the Supreme Court is ruling for the people, or the Supreme Court. No, the Supreme Court is saying, oh, so you want to suppress and subvert. Well, pick one. Can't have both. But just remember, Just remember, we're the Supreme Court of the United States of America. We'll always have Bush v. Gore. Remember that? Yeah. So they left a little wiggle room. We won't know how much wiggle room is in this decision. There are some, you know, sloppy words, let's say. There are some words that could be wiggled around or twisted or not interpreted properly, you know, and these people who love words, they didn't exactly describe what they meant when they said ordinary bounds. Now, let's not concern ourselves with this particular passage here, okay? Because we'll find out next time there's a contested election what ordinary bounds actually means when reviewing laws governing federal elections. Okay, we'll find out. We're going to find out shortly. We're going to find out in 2024. Believe me, we will. But the court has put the brakes on this particular theory, on this particular doctrine that would allow elections to be hijacked, to be stolen literally from the voters by Republican legislators who don't like the result of the election. And the courts would not be allowed to intervene. The courts in the states would not be allowed to say, whoa, we saw that magic trick. You think that prestidigitation of yours, that misdirection is fooling us? No, we know what you did with those votes. We saw what you did there. And we're not allowing it. And they said in this theory that the state courts have no role to play. Now, this did start with a gerrymandering map. This case started in North Carolina with a map that was so racially gerrymandered that even the lower court said, your map is so racially gerrymandered, fix it. But they paused it. So people did vote in the midterms, this past 2022 midterms. They did vote under these horrible gerrymandered maps. Why? They voted under horribly gerrymandered maps in the midterm in North Carolina, in Alabama, and in Louisiana. And just now, they're getting around to saying, yeah, you know, those maps were really awful. They were racially gerrymandered, you know. And so Louisiana just got what we were arguing for, their second Democratic district, because 37% of the population is African-American, is black, and they gave them one district in the whole state out of, what, seven districts? They got one, and the court said, that's wrong. That's wrong. Fix it. So now going into 2024, some things map-wise are going to be remedied, okay, and they're going to actually represent the voters who live in that state. Well, they can't win. You understand? Republicans can't win in that case. So they decided to bring the subversion tactic to the Supreme Court, okay, in tandem with the suppression case. And the Supreme Court wasn't going to hear the subversion case. They weren't even going to hear it. And a lot of people were arguing for them to pass on it. Just pass on it. Don't hear it. Don't hear it. The Supreme Court did one thing good yesterday. They said, no, we're going to hear it and we're going to give a decision. And our decision is, you're kidding, right? Really? You wanna suppress and subvert? Pick one. We'll always have Bush v. Gore. I'm telling you, that was the message that was in this particular case. But in case you were wondering what the origin of it is, we can show you. But today, we all need to bow down and thank from the bottom of our Democratic hearts. And I don't mean as a party. I mean as a society, as a system of self-governance. We all need to thank not just Neil Katyal, who is he was the Solicitor General for the United States. He argued cases on behalf of the people of the United States before the Supreme Court as a government solicitor. Now he was representing Common Cause and some other groups that believe in democracy and picking our own president. You know, what a concept. But he also was joined in that endeavor by that particular judge that is so conservative that you can't even believe that he would actually have anything in common with me or with Neil Katyal. And that's Judge Luttig, who said that Donald Trump presented a clear and present danger. That conservative judge and Neil Katyal argued this case for us and won. Things ran.